Chinese leaders and lawmakers are huddled in Beijing for the annual session of parliament, and one man towers above the rest. That's because he's 7 feet, 6 inches tall. The former Houston Rocket Center Yao Ming is one of China's best-known athletes. He's also in his second year as a member of China's nominal upper house of parliament. NPR's Anthony Kuhn has this report from Beijing on the former basketball star's foray into law and politics.
At this time every year, the Great Hall of the People on Beijing's Tiananmen Square is thronged with minority delegates in colorful costumes and apparatchiks in dowdy suits. Yao Ming, meanwhile, shows up to meet the press in a gray tracksuit. He's tabled a motion this year to ban the sale of ivory in China. He proposes a two-pronged solution.
The first thing is to pass a law making it clear that trading in ivory and ivory products is illegal. The second is to make every consumer understand that purchasing ivory encourages poaching, and that when you buy a piece of ivory, it's like buying a bullet.
On a trip to Africa, the 8-time NBA All-Star learned about endangered elephants and rhinos, and he made this public service announcement for the environmental group Wild Aid. Their representative in China, Mei Mei, says Yao has worked hard to raise awareness of the issue.
He felt ashamed as a Chinese because 80% of elephant tusk is sold to China market. And he also feels strongly he has a duty to bring the message back to China.
Yao is now a delegate to the Chinese People's Political Consultative Conference, essentially an advisory body. It's not a full-time politician's job, but it does give him a high-profile platform to speak out on a range of issues. Delegate Yao admits he's still learning the ropes.
I'm still pretty green. I'm still exploring how to draft motions. It's not enough just to have an idea. I have to practice getting it through my pen and turning it into something with flesh and bones.
A recent Wild Aid survey shows strong popular support among urban Chinese for a ban on ivory sales. And an ongoing crackdown on government corruption could dampen the traditional enthusiasm for giving ivory products as lavish bribes. Anthony Kuhn, NPR News, Beijing.
This is NPR News.